Hello to anyone who's listening to this, and welcome to I Could Be Wrong, a short podcast where I throw out my thoughts and invite you to let me know what you think. My last podcast raised the question, is the Bible important to our community? And I'm still thinking about different aspects of our interaction with the Bible. Florida recently banned certain books from their school curriculum. I'm not about to get all political, I'm just stating facts. They had a list of criteria that deemed these books unsuitable for children. In fact, they went so far as to apply their criteria to some math books. In response, a man named Chas Stevens put forward a petition citing a bill which allows parents to object to educational materials. He wanted to ban a specific book. I read about Chas on a day when I was thinking about how or why we should get children to engage with the Bible, because the book he wanted to get banned was the Bible. Chas is an atheist, but wanted to use his petition to highlight what he thought was the hypocrisy of the system in Florida. And his reasons for wanting to ban the Bible were some of the reasons I was having trouble with the concept of children reading the Bible. I've long had trouble with the way we teach the Bible to kids, because for most of the Bible, we have to sanitize the story. Which wouldn't be all that bad, except that these days I feel that most people's knowledge of the Bible is based on what they learnt as a kid. A sanitized version of the Bible. There are lots of people in Trinity who know how I feel about VeggieTales. Probably the prime example of trying to make scripture accessible to kids by having talking vegetables and a tomato act out Bible stories, but with all the bad stuff removed. Think about the stories you were taught as a kid. David and Goliath is a classic. The boy against the giant. Such a wholesome story for kids. David, seen as the runt, small and weak against the might of the giant. And with one tiny stone, David kills the giant. It seems fine, I think, because we grew up with fairy tales about evil giants, but let's reframe the story. David killed a man. That's the start of his rise to kingship, by killing a man. And he doesn't just kill the man, he then cuts off his head, and the army of Israel attacks the Philistines and slaughters them. What about Noah? Another classic story. There's all the cute animals and a rainbow. Sure, but God kills everyone in the world except for a small family. There is an almost mass extinction event because of sin. The rainbow is a sign that God won't flood the world again, not that God won't cause another event killing everything on earth. And when they do get off the boat, Noah gets so drunk he loses consciousness, and one of his sons does something really dodgy to him. Well, maybe we want to talk about Jericho. Famous story about the walls coming down because they make so much noise, then the Israelites invade the city and kill everyone. Okay, we also have Moses. Moses murdered someone and goes on the run. He comes back later as a liberator, goes out into the desert, and grows an army large enough to invade another country, and then kills everyone. Joseph in his colorful coat. The background of Joseph is a father who spent most of his life swindling people. A polygamous father who can't hide his emotions, favoring one side of his family more than the other. A son nearly murdered but sold into slavery instead. A slave who was then thrown into prison because of sexual harassment, with a side order of weird dreams and people having their eyes pecked out by birds. There's always the story of Daniel and the lion's den. The lions don't eat Daniel, that's nice, right? But they do eat the people who put Daniel into the den, and their families, after the king orders their execution. I know, that is all Old Testament stuff, but I don't let my kids watch or read Game of Thrones, so why would I let them read the Old Testament? But then there's the New Testament, right? Which has got to be better. I mean, it's about Jesus. Well, let's think about that, because on one account, when he was born, Herod ordered the slaughter of any child under 3 years old. Jesus talks to people possessed with evil spirits. Spirits that make people hurt themselves. Jesus tells people to cut off their hands or pluck out their eyes so they don't keep sinning. Jesus throws over tables and hits people with whips. Jesus is betrayed by his friend who later commits suicide. And the biggest thing we should not at all be comfortable with, Jesus is falsely arrested, beaten, a crown of thorns pushed into his scalp, and then nailed to a cross. He even has a spear put into his side. I don't let my boys watch some Marvel movies because they're too violent. But what about the rest of the New Testament, right? That's got to be better. Well, in the book of Acts, Stephen is stoned to death. Saul hunts down and kills Christians. People get beaten and put in prison. The letters, well, they say slavery is fine. They say women should be quiet and listen to men. They say homosexuality is bad and that also men shouldn't get married. Maybe we should get them to read Revelation. With its strange visions of dragons and whores and plagues. I guess my point after all this is that Even if the Bible was originally written for children, these days it isn't appropriate for kids. Even the Grimm Brothers fairy tales have had to be edited and remastered for children these days. So what do we do? Because we don't have much of the Bible left that is child appropriate, before you say the Psalms, you might want to take a quick reread of the Psalms and what the psalmists are hoping revenge on their enemies looks like. I mean, we could keep watering the stories down, but I fear that when we do that, we end up as adults settling for the watered-down versions. We get comfortable with them and we don't wrestle with the grown-up version. And in doing so, we miss some of the points that the stories are trying to convey to us. And those points begin to lose their importance or maybe even get forgotten. I could be wrong. Maybe you do think the Bible is appropriate for children. And I'd love to know how you think we should help children engage with it. And there are a couple of ways you can respond. You can email me at ben@trinityarlington.org. But if you want to go a little further and share your ideas with other people, you can download the Podbean app and find this podcast, and you'd be able to comment on the individual episodes that I post. Thanks for listening.